assuming that you worked for a man, you know, if you had a job and you worked for a man, how would you address him?
Mr. Somebody, yeah.
Okay. What would you call white people who aren't very well off and who haven't had a chance at education and so on? This is people that are sort of good for nothing or too lazy to work or something like that.
An old term, poor white trash.
Okay. Okay. Is that the word?
Is that what you're after?
Not necessarily. I just wanted to see what you'd say. Do you know any other words for somebody like that?
No.
Okay. What would you call somebody who lives out in the country and he doesn't know anything about town ways and he's real conspicuous when he comes to town? And of himself, he might say, oh, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old
country kid.
Okay. And what would kids might say? What? I can't think of what to phrase it. What would kids maybe say, you know, if they were being ugly teasing you? They say, oh, look at that old
country bumpkin.
Okay. Any other words on that?
No.
Okay. Do you know the term Hoosier?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Person from Indiana.
Okay. Is that derogatory or is that just...
No.
Okay. If you were at a party and you look at your watch and you see it's after 11:30, you say, well, we better be getting on home. It's midnight.
Almost.
Okay. And you might say, this ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but I fell 3 or 4 times.
Almost fell.
Okay. If somebody is waiting for you to get ready so you can go out with him, and he says, hey, will you be ready for this soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
just a few minutes.
Okay. If you're going somewhere, and you know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance, you might stop somebody and say, how is it to Oklahoma City?
How far?
Okay. If you want to know how regularly somebody goes to town, you might say, how do you go to town?
How often?
Okay. And if you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to vote for that guy, you'd probably say,
I'm not either.
Okay. Okay, this is your...
His forehead.
Okay. And if a man goes to the barber, he'd probably have him cut his
hair.
Okay. And if a man hadn't shaved in a week or two, he'd probably be growing a
beard.
Okay. And where would an old-timey storekeeper probably keep his pencil, keep it handy?
Behind his ear.
Okay, which ear?
His right ear.
Okay, so what's his left hand?
His left ear.
Okay. If somebody's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Okay. And he got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Okay. And you wear a tie around your
neck.
Okay. And what do you call this part of your neck right here?
Adam's apple.
Okay. Okay. You ever heard anything else for it? Okay. You have a dentist look at your
teeth.
Okay. And he might say he needs to fill that
cavity.
Okay, or just one
tooth.
Okay. The dentist might say, well, you're taking pretty good care of your teeth, but you better pay more attention to your
gums.
Okay. And you might say you can hold that baby bird in the
palm.
Yep.
Your palms.
Okay. You might say he got mad and doubled up both
fists.
Okay, or maybe shook just one
fist.
Okay. And when people get old, they complain that they're getting stiff in their
knees, joints.
Okay. the upper part of a man's body would be his... You get hit with a baseball right here.
Chest.
Okay.